And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Victoria and I, yesterday, at about 1 o'clock, we circled four games on the calendar of the college football season, of games played here in the state of North Carolina or involving schools here in the state of North Carolina. Our lists were completely different. Our four games were completely different, with the exception of one. We both circled ECU at App week three. I'm very much looking forward to that game. That's going to be one of the biggest games here in the state of North Carolina this upcoming college football season. And a man who's going to be on the sidelines for that game, that kid Brewer, is the App State head coach, Sean Clark, who's joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time. I know camp and all that's getting started up here for you all. But last season, finishing 6-6, not getting to a bowl game, we all know that's not quite the level that you all expect for yourselves. What have the conversations been like for you, Coach Clark, for your staff, your players this offseason to bounce back from last year?
Well, first off, Dennis, thanks for having me on. It's always good talking to everyone in the Triad area down there. But, you know, you mentioned 6-6 is not good enough for us here at App State. And we have some big-time moments this past year with the overtime game versus North Carolina and going to College Station and beating then-ranked number 16 in the country, Texas A&M, and hosting College Game Day here for the first time ever in school history. That was a lot of high points. But, you know, things didn't go as the way we wanted them. A lot of highs, a lot of lows, but you know, this is not a rebuild year. We're not trying to rebuild or reload or reset. And we were fortunate enough to get some new coaches in and to get our program back to national prominence, and that's our main goal. So our kids had a great off season through spring and now through summer workouts. Now we start fall camp. We report Thursday and practice Friday. So a lot of excitement here on the mountain.
A lot of excitement out there for sure. Again, Sean Clark, App State head football coach, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Some of your top producers on offense last year, Chase Bryce, he's gone. Cameron Peoples, he's gone. Who's the next guys that are up to replace some of that production for you all this year?
Well, everyone's about the quarterback position. And you go back to 2013, there's only been three quarterbacks that's played, with Taylor Lamb, Zach Thomas, and Chase Bryce. So this is a new quarterback for us. And it started back in the spring and when Coach Ponce came back. And we really have a three-man race right now with Ryan Berger, Joey Aguilar, and Mason McHugh. And all three of those are capable of playing here at Apple and playing at a winning level. But it's been a close competition all spring and all summer. So you know, we're excited to get to work on Friday and really figure out in a quickly manner who's going to be our starting quarterback. So I wish I had a great answer for you. I don't. I know we have three guys that can really take our offense down the field and score points. So whoever can score points, they'll turn the ball over. It's going to lead us in the first game versus Gardner-Webb.
That first game against Gardner-Webb, I know Gardner-Webb, yes, they're an FCS school, but this is not a pushover program. They made it to the FCS, you know, to the FCS playoffs last season. And they're one of three, I guess, four FCS programs, if you count Gardner-Webb, Elon, Davidson, shout-outs to the Wildcats, as well as NC Central, all made postseason from FCS play. How much have you seen college football in the state of North Carolina elevated over the last, you know, 5-6 years?
Oh, it's night and day from when I first got here back, you know, 8 years ago. You have, you know, very good high school football coaches in the state and just a lot of great players. And you talk about Gardner-Webb and Coach Lamb down there. Every summer we take our opponents and do a four-game breakdown. And I think when our players saw what kind of the quality of players they have, how good they are on offense, defense, and special teams, it really caught our players' eyes. So that is not a pusher game. We have our work cut out for us for that game. And but it's the home opener. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure it's going to be a sold-out stadium, and it's going to be a great college atmosphere that first week of September.
Sean Clark, App State head coach, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. Now, I know an electric atmosphere is going to be taking place on September 16th. I know it's week three. I know you don't like to look ahead, but I want to. ECU comes into Kid Brewer. When I looked at the matchup, I was like, wait a second. why doesn't this happen more often? Like, this should be a year in, a year out thing. We talked to Mike Houston yesterday, and he said that you all have some future games and all that scheduled. Why is it important? I think it's important. But why do you think it's important that we have ECU, App competing against each other year in and year out? And why is that good for the state of North Carolina in terms of college football that these two programs play against each other?
Well, again, I have a lot of respect for Coach Houston and his program down there in Greenville. And it's great for college football. It's great for our state. We, you know, we played East Carolina 2 years ago down at Bank of America Stadium, a great college atmosphere. And then, you know, you fast forward 2 years later, they're coming to Boone. It's going to be a sold-out stadium again. I'm sure when we go to Greenville, it's going to be a sold-out stadium. Our fans travel very well. And again, you mentioned it's good for the state. We played Elon here with a sold-out crowd. This is our third time playing North Carolina in a three-game series. NC State has agreed to play us. And those are great football games, great atmosphere. It's good for our state. We're keeping the money in state, and I hope we can continue to do that in the future.
Why is it important that these matchups take place to keep recruits here in the state of North Carolina? We've seen some guys that are now in the NFL that are from this state that may have played at Clemson or Georgia or these other places. Why is it important that recruits, top guys, stay within the borders of a state?
Well, you know, we have seven Division I football schools in our state, in the state of North Carolina, and they're like, they're great players in the state, so they're going to get recruited on a national basis. But anytime you can go and you know your state is going to be sold out, and it adds value. You know, you come here to App, you get a world class degree, and play for championships. And I just think that those atmospheres, and that's what college football is about. When I was in the Sun Belt, back in 2016 and 2017, we'd fly all the way out to Idaho or New Mexico State, and there might be 4,000 people in the stands. You come here and play these kind of games, and this is what it's about. And with the new landscape of college football, things are changing, different conferences. It's just good to have those in-state schools play each other. And there's become rivalries, become great games, it's bragging rights for our fans. I just know if we go to NC State or we go to Carolina this year, that those are sold-out stadiums, and that's the real value of college football. That's the way it should be.
Final question here for Sean Clark, App State head coach. We saw UNC travel to Kid Brewer last year. We saw NC State go out to Dottie Ficklin. Why is it valuable and why was it special to have the group of five schools host the big ACC Power Five schools at home? Like, why was that important for you all? Why was that big thing to have those schools travel? Because oftentimes we see the group of five schools got to travel to the Power Five. But here in the state, we saw the opposite. Why was that such a big deal in your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Coach Brown for playing these kind of games. Mm-hmm. And you go back to 2019, I'm not sure what their crowd was in 19, but I know App Nation traveled very well. You come here and they come to Boone and just an electric atmosphere. And everyone go back to Carolina. It's just, I mentioned earlier, I just think it's such a special time now because of the realignment so we can keep this money in state. It's great for college football. It's great for the universities, and we're very fortunate that they have agreed to play us. And I'll go to this. You know, you mentioned group of five. I'll put the Sun Belt Conference versus any conference in the country, and that's been proven year in and year out with App State going to Texas A&M. Marshall went to Notre Dame and won, and Georgia Southern went to Nebraska. ODU beats Virginia Tech. So with the transfer portal, things are evening up a little bit right now, and those are big-time games, and something I hope was here for the future for a long time.
And Coastal Carolina is no pushover either. We've seen what they've done on a national scale as well. Coach Sean Clark, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Best of luck this season. I think I'm already trying to book a hotel and stuff to get out there week three when ECU comes, because that's going to be one of the most fun college football atmospheres that we will witness in the state of North Carolina this year. Best of luck this season. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Dennis. You better get a hotel room soon because Boone's going to be rocking the third week of September.
You know, I might have to find an Airbnb. I could just drive out. It's from Raleigh out there. I can make a trip in a day. I think I could make it work. Sean, thanks for your time.